Welcome to Shul Machshav on the Daf, Shir sponsor, L'Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shalom, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Ches. And here the Gemara discusses the relationship between a square and a circle. How do you get from a circle to a square? How do you get from a square to a circle? And the Gemara concludes the page that Rabbanan the Kisri, or the Yonim the Kisri say, Igula denafik migur ribua rivo, rivua denafik migur igula palko. You have a circle coming out of a square, and you have a square coming out of a circle. And without going into the details of the calculation, the Tosis over here explains we're talking about the same case, meaning you have a square, you have a circle in the square, and you have a square within the circle, and that's what one of the cases you're talking about, and this is what we're referring to. Now, Chazal and Sefer HaZoyar and Sefer HaBoyer speak about the Igulo and the Ribuo, and the Igulo that comes from the Ribuo, and the Ribuo that comes from the Igulo. And the Vilna Gaon in Tikkun Zohar explains it, and I heard from a Rebbe Moshe Shapira that the explanation is as follows. What does Igulo represent? What does Ribuo represent? Igulo is a circle. The definition of a circle is that the minute you start drawing a circle, you just start it, you know exactly where the circle is going to go. Because the circle doesn't have any angles. It doesn't go to the right, doesn't go to the left. It just continues the same path on and on. So the minute you do the first edge of the circle, that's the same line. The circles continue on going. A square, on the other hand, you go in a straight line. You may take a right, you may take a left. You may take a right early, you may take a right later. It's flexible. It's not set in advance. Explains Rav Moshe that a circle represents the world in general. The world has no free will. It's set. It's set for the beginning of Bria to go in the same cycle. Cycle as a circle, going again and again. If you look around in the world, no pun intended, everything in the world is round. Everything that was created by Hashem in the world, it has a round shape. The sun, the moon, the leaves, flowers, stones, rocks, mountains. It's all a circular shape. A human being, on the other hand, he has free will. He's the only creature in the world who could choose what to do. The one who creates squares in the world is human beings. Human beings engineer in the world items that look like a square, a table, a chair, a house. Anything square comes from an Adam. Anything circle comes naturally from the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Circle represents that things are set. A square represents the Bchira, the free will of an Adam. And here, and we spoke about this in Eruvin Daf Ayin Zayin. This is what we're born in the Kisri are talking about. This is what I understood from my Rebbe. There is, in the world, you have the Adam, who's operating in the method of a square, meaning he has free will. Around him, you have a circle, which means around him, you have the set world. He is confined to that set world. A human being has free will, but he cannot choose to get out of the world. He can create something which is out of the universe. He could use his free will within the confines of the world. So his square is within the circle of the Bria. The Bria, the creation, which is a circle, which is set, he is inside that. But then there's a square which covers both of them. This original square and the circle. And what is that square? So then my understanding is that square refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's choice. Meaning, this, as the Ramchal points out, and is safer, that has tfunis in other places. Even though the world is set and is going on a kavua dik mahalach, that's because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be that way. Any moment the HaKadosh Baruch Hu could stop the operation of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol is not bound by the sequence, by the circle of the world. And this is what the Nefesh HaChaim, Baal Tanya, or Marichon, they speak in length. Every second of the day, it looks like the world is going on its own. The world has a set path, it's going on its own. That's what it looks like. But it's not true. The world is every second being created again and again by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is choosing B'tzaynoi to have a world. Really, the world looks like a circle, but what surrounds it is a square, a p'chira, a will for the world to be existing in this moment, the next moment, and the moment to come. So we have a square, that's an Adam. We have a circle around it, that's the world which is set, which appears to be set. That's what the circle was within another big square. And that's what Rabbanan de Kristi, Dayan de Kristi are talking about. A square within a circle within a square. That's the relationship between these two shapes. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shava email list, the WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.